In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Officially done. The birthday celebration for me ended yesterday. Some of my girlfriends took me out last night to go to drinks, which Colt had to remind me. Mom, your birthday was 4 days ago. Okay, well, trying to find time to go out with your friends when you're a little older is a little difficult. We found some bars on Instagram and we're like, oh, let's go there. You know me, I love everything Christmas. So I found some Christmas bars. There was one in Redlands, world's smallest bar. Okay. When we walked in, they're like, how many? We said five. They said, we only seat parties of four or less.
we could
put you on the patio in an hour that's not decorated. I was like, well, that defeats the whole purpose.
Right.
So then we went to Riverside. We had reservations. It's called The Lobby. It's kind of close to the Mission Inn. Super cute. Decorated. They have all the specialty drinks. They come in these like Santa mugs. I did ask the bartender, I said, how often do people try and steal these? And she was like, all the time. That's why there are cameras everywhere. Note to self, okay, we'll not be trying to swipe one of these.
So you didn't leave there with one of those?
No, and stayed. I had my small purse, so it wouldn't fit anyways. Yeah. But let me tell you, there was a moment last night where I was like, okay, 41, you are showing every bit of it, okay? My girlfriend came to pick me up so that I wasn't driving because I was going to be drinking, and I did switch to my smaller purse. So I go get this little like ID case that I carry, and I'm like, okay, my ID, not like I was going to get carded. I put in my debit card. I put in some cash. You know the other thing that I grabbed? Guess, something random out of your wallet that you were like, I might need this.
You know what? How about your old college ID card? See if you get a discount somewhere.
Yeah, that thing was like crumbled. I don't know where that's at. No, I grabbed my insurance card, my medical insurance card, just in case something happens. I want them to know I have insurance. Please do not charge me full price.
Put your little life alert necklace on. Push the button in case you fall down.
Let's go, girls.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Are you about to bust out another one of your dumb Christmas rules?
Don't call my rules dumb.
They are. Oh, you can't put your lights on until after Thanksgiving.
That's a law.
That is not a law. You made it up.
All right, here's the other Christmas thing I have an issue with. The old white elephant parties.
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? Everything in the world is wrong with it. You have to spend money on some awkward, weird gift to give to somebody. And then once it's in my possession, what am I going to do? It's basically junk. You wasted your money. Now I'm stuck with something I don't want. Do you enjoy those?
I think it depends on, one, the group of people that you're with. If you actually know them, I think it can be funny because you play to what you know about those people. And two, as long as it's not like we're doing white elephant and, you know, the gift limit is $50, like, if it's something dumb, then yeah, because it's just funny. Like, the whole point is not to spend a ton of money.
Well, hopefully you don't end up at a white elephant party with my wife. She went to one years and years ago, and the gift that she ended up getting would have caused me a major headache.
What is the craziest white elephant gift you ever gave somebody?
A hamster.
A real life, alive hamster.
Yes.
And what was their reaction?
Loved it.
I was told that after this party that there would not be any more live animals that would be invited.
Yes, a rule was made after that.
Yeah, so we started dating. She told me she did that. And out of like her group of friends, they all got a laugh and they're like, okay, going forward, maybe we don't buy animals.
Yeah, that might have been a little much. I don't think I would have been happy with that. We have like our big river family that we go, you know, out to Parker with. And we did a huge white elephant gift exchange. And that year at the river, somebody had thrown away some like old janky bike, right? So one of the dads took the bike and like redid it. And that was one of the gifts in the white elephant gift. And the bike had a name. It was White Cloud. So that was like really cool by the end of it. But then they were like, you know, busted beach chairs. It was just funny stuff because that was like our group. So I think if it's done right, it could be fun. I'm not against white elephant.
I might have to be sick the day that somebody says, hey, want to come to the party? White elephant party. No can do. If it's a real normal Christmas party with real gifts, then sure, count me in.
Okay, Scrooge, you stay home then.
That's not Scrooge. It's me being smart.
White elephant gift exchange. Is it fun or is it dumb? Give us a call. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Well, Mr. Fun over there, Anthony, has another rule about Christmas that we should not be playing white elephant gifts because it's not fun. It's dumb.
Why do you make me sound like that?
Because you're such a Scrooge.
No, I'm not. I love Christmas. I love everything holly, jolly, and merry, and the movies, and the lights, and the decor, and not the lame parties.
I was going to say, but where's the but? But that's not lame.
But I don't want to, one, I don't want to have to spend money on something that is just going to be a gag gift for a couple minutes, gets a laugh, and then all of a sudden, the other person now is stuck with this thing. It's just going to end up in a drawer or somewhere, and they're not going to use it.
Well, hopefully if you're doing like one of these white elephant gift exchange, the limit isn't something huge. It's, you know, grab a funny gift. It's for the laugh. It's in the moment. And it's probably with people that you know pretty well.
And that's what a lot of people have been saying on Facebook. It, one, depends on the rules, which I guess there's a lot of different rules for white elephant gifts. And two, the group of people you're with. Now, you were saying you like it because, you know, you're with your close group of friends. And it
right.
was fun. Okay, that's fine. But if you get invited to Joe Schmo's house, it's white elephant party. Come on.
Yeah. I guess I get it that if it's not somebody that you know, then it's probably not going to be as fun.
Total waste.
Yeah. Alex and San Bernardino, what about you? Do you think the white elephant gift exchange, is it fun or is it dumb?
It's dumb because I'm a sore loser and don't like losing a gift I love.
That's another thing with white elephant. You do the whole stealing thing, right? Somebody could take the gift?
Oh, yeah. And it's always typically my brothers that know I really want something. So they purposely steal it knowing I'm a sore loser.
Chris and Hemet, what are your thoughts on the white elephant gift exchange?
Okay, so we do one kind of like every year. And what we do is we do an ornament gift exchange. And so we do themed ornaments. So one year it'll be Santa Claus. One year it'll be Grinch. And so everybody gets ornament, and then we wrap those up and do the white elephant gift exchange that way. So that way we all get Christmas ornaments.
Are they like crazy ornaments or are they actually like cute ornaments?
Cute. You know, we set a minimum, you know, at least something over at least $10, so you're not getting the cheapy glass ones from Target.
Invite me to that party. That's the one I want to go to. I would love to walk away with an ornament.
Oh, there's fights almost break out over some ornaments because of how good we go all out on the ornaments.
Okay, now invite me. If there's family right. fights, I want to be there.
Uninvite me now.
Bring on everything Christmas for me. I love it all. Whereas my counterpart over there, Anthony, wants to be a Scrooge. I'll play unless it's a white elephant gift exchange. Then it's dumb. I don't want to play.
Bring on select parties and movies for me. I'm very picky when it comes to Christmas things.
I know.
Christmas is supposed to be a very joyful time. You're supposed to be happy, not stressed, having to drag yourself to places you don't really want to go. The white elephant party? Not a good one for me.
I think you just need to find a better group of people to play with. That's the big thing with white elephant gift exchanges is you need to know your audience.
Okay, I love my wife to no end. Do I want to go to a white elephant party with her after she brought a hamster to the party? Not a chance.
I bet you Reese would.
No animals.
I am a big fan. I think it's fun. We do it with like our friend group. We've done it with family before. And I don't know. It's a way, as long as it's not something super, super expensive, to have fun and kind of get a laugh out of things.
What's the limit for you? You go to a white elephant party. What's the limit?
Like $10. Because I don't think you have to go all out with a white elephant gift. It's not an actual, like you said, it's not a gift that this person is probably going to ever use again. It's really just for the moment, making like light of what's happening.
Okay. I just want to see after yesterday's outburst at the pedicure place and you were okay. crying over $3.
Let's just talk to Brianna and Ralto, okay? What are your thoughts on the white elephant gift exchange?
I love them, usually because we host and I have my gift and my husband's gift I have to come up with. But in the past years, we've had like $10, $20 max. I grabbed a bunch of different gift cards from restaurants and stores, and I only loaded one with $10. So they had to go and call them all.
Find out which one actually had the money on it.
I would be so mad.
Karen in Moreno Valley, do you like the white elephant gift exchange, or do you think it's dumb?
We did a white elephant gift exchange. It was family, and the rule was everything had to be homemade. Oh. And we didn't get anything really junky. We found that our family has a lot of talent that was undiscovered. The kids got involved because they were able to make cute little ornaments, you know, handprint ornaments and things like that. And I think the biggest thing that everybody kept trying to steal was my brother-in-law made a wooden rocking horse by hand, and it was beautiful. And like you said, it helps a lot to know the people you're going with and not to have stupid people.
Did you guys have alcohol at this party?
Not at that family party. We didn't.
You invite Kelly to one of those parties, the one thing she's going to make is a scene.
Yeah.
But I'm
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We will try and help you out, just like Gina, not her real name. Here's what Gina says. I need some help on a very sensitive subject. My husband was let go from his job, and since he's been collecting unemployment, that is about to run out. Although he's been looking for a new job, I think he's being too picky. He's been offered at least 2 jobs and turned them down. I express that I think he needs to lower his standards a bit, but he's not willing to. With unemployment about to run out in the holidays, I'm super stressed. Any advice would be helpful.
Kel, what do you think?
This is tough. And first off, let me put this out here because you know you're going to get somebody. It's like, if this is a matter between you and your husband, why are you going to a radio station? Because obviously she doesn't want to hurt her husband's feelings.
Right.
And she's looking for people who have been in this situation. I wonder what he's being picky about. If it's pay, I get that. Because you don't want to lower your standards of like, no, I know my worth. But if it's because of the job title or something like that, I think there can be some wiggle room of like, hey, let's take it. And hopefully there's room for growth.
I'm not sure what their whole dynamic is. I don't know if she's working. I don't know if they're usually just on his income or what it might be. But mm-hmm. if you're not working, I think what he needs to do is, dude, just go get a job. You need that paycheck, regardless of what it is. Nobody said that once you get that job, you still can't look.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Go to that job. Get the money, but you know, when you're back at home or whatever, keep searching for whatever that quote unquote dream job may be.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very curious as to why the other 2 jobs were turned down. If it is more of a like, no, that's beneath me, or if it's like a, that's not going to provide for my family.
And I will say too, you do want a job that is going to make you happy, because if you're mm-hmm. going somewhere 9 to 5, you're unhappy, mental health stuff kicking
right.
in, and just life is not good. You do owe it to yourself to be a tad bit picky.
Right.
You do want to do something you love. But also, if you've got a wife, possibly kids, a whole family, you got to provide, you got to get that paycheck.
Well, and it seems like, yeah, this is definitely going to put more strain on their relationship because she's feeling a certain way. And I'm sure he's feeling a certain way about, you know, whenever he was let go and now going through that process of trying to find another career.
And I'm sure with the holidays... yeah. Here too, this has got to be another strenuous thing on the brain.
Okay, anybody been in this situation where you might have some advice for Gina, or I mean just outside looking in of, hey, maybe try this approach? Let us know. Give us a call or a text at 888-431-3764. It's a DM Dilemma with Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Ooh, today's DM Dilemma just kind of pulling at your heartstrings a little bit. You know the holidays are already tough. And Gina, not her real name, has sent in a message. She's looking for some advice because her husband has been unemployed. the unemployment is about to run out with the holidays and everything happening. She says she's stressed out. He has been offered jobs, but he's turned him down. So now she thinks he's being too picky.
Now, I understand wanting to do something that you actually enjoy. We are so lucky to do what we get to do every single morning.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a text from the 541 that says, holiday or not, the man needs to take care of his family. Even if it's doing something he doesn't want to do, it will humble him enough to take a job that he has passed up. And that's hard, too, putting your ego aside.
Right.
And doing something. But you got to get that paycheck because the world doesn't stop just because you don't have a job.
And a lot of people are leaning that way. 951, put on your big boy pants, swallow your pride, provide for your family. They're going to love you no matter what. And I mean, she didn't say why he's turning down these jobs. So, I mean, we don't really know what the conflict is there. But it seems like if this keeps happening, there's going to be a bigger conflict between Gina and the husband, which is what the 909 says, I understand that you're looking for something specific, but if this becomes a bigger financial problem, it's going to become a bigger problem in your marriage.
Jump into something, get the paycheck, and again, you could still search.
Yeah, exactly. Joe and Paris, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
And that's kind of a tough one. I, unfortunately, been in that position before, and the way I've always seen it is jobs can always be temporary. As long as you have something coming in, you can keep looking. So I 100% agree with Anthony. Just keep looking. You'll find something in the rough, especially around the holiday season. A lot of people aren't hiring. So it may be a temporary altogether.
So you think he's just get a job, get that steady paycheck coming in, and then hopefully that right job will come along during this process?
100%.
Listen to this story from the 909. It says, I was in this situation. I was without a job. I got offered a job that was $15 an hour. I complained to my daughter, said, I'm not going to take that. And she said, look, Dad, that's $15 more than what you're making right now. Listen to this. So I took the job, and that eventually led to the job I'm in now, which is a better fit for me, and I make more money.
There you go. Stepping stone.
Exactly.
You never know what is next.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Tomorrow is one of the most emotional days that we have here at K-Frog. And the emotions are everything from just joy to be a part of this community to hearing some stories that will probably make you a little sad, tug at your heartstrings. But then again, give you that faith in humanity that there are good people in the world, because tomorrow is our radiothon.
That's right. Our Stater Brothers Charities K-Froggers for Kids radiothon every single year. We raise money for the children and the families at Loma Linda University Children's Hospital. Like you said, heavy, emotional day. But hearing those stories makes me, one, realize, man, I'm so blessed, so thankful that my kids are at home every day, and we don't have to go through the things that a lot of these families have to go through. And two, it makes me dig for my wallet.
Right.
How much more money can I give you guys? Because hearing these stories and the amazing work that the doctors do at this hospital, it's incredible.
Well, we were talking about earlier this morning, White Elephant Gift Exchange. Are they dumb and this or that? Like, that's what we're talking about. There are families right now who are talking about, okay, who's going to be with your son or daughter in the hospital during Christmas while they're battling cancer. I mean, there are big problems going on, and we're hoping to help out just a little bit by raising funds tomorrow.
We have an incredible community behind us, and I know it's going to be such a, it's a tough thing to talk about, but it's going to be such a positive day in the end for what we're about to do. And we're just asking everybody, don't drain your bank account. Just give us a little bit. If we could all just, reach in our pockets, give five, maybe 10 bucks at the end of the day, it's going to make a huge difference.
Skip Starbucks or something like that, as easy as that, and make a donation. It all adds up by the end of the day. So if you want to join us tomorrow, we're going to be out at Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, we're going to kick the day off 5 a.m. Is when we start. And then Heather, Pepper, and Dana will wrap it up at 7 p.m. That's always the fun part when they have the big check, the big total. So it's going to be a really fun day altogether. You can check out more details on everything happening at kfrog.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.